Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel today is pleasant, with mild temperatures in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, and sunny skies over Haifa, a perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, settlers reportedly torched Palestinian fields in one of several nighttime attacks across the West Bank, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. In a call with Trump, Erdogan urged continued talks with Iran and lamented IDF strikes in Gaza. Also, five Thai workers were wounded by old munition near the Lebanon border. Ynet reports from earlier this hour that the blast near Matula injured migrant workers, with police warning of unexploded ordnance. Separate reports attribute overnight strikes in Syria to Israel. Also this hour, across from ruins in Lebanon, a kibbutz surpasses its pre-war size. JNS reports that the Yifta border community is welcoming 22 new families to mitigate its loss of 10 after a 16-month-long evacuation. Separately, after more than 44 years, findings belonging to the last missing person from the Sultan Yaakov battle were returned to Israel. Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that the remains of IDF soldier Sergeant Yehuda Katz were identified in a historic closure of a case. And finally, German rearmament raises European concerns. I-24 News reports from earlier today that Berlin is trying to reassure neighbors as the rise of German military power brings back historical anxieties. Here's what people are saying online. Ahmed Al-Khalidi noted just minutes ago that it's day 1042 since Hamas's October 7th attack on Israeli civilians. Michal Kotler-Wunsch, a former Knesset member, posted earlier today that Yehuda Katz's family has been waiting for 44 years for closure, and now they can finally bring him to rest. Amichai Stein, a journalist, mentioned earlier today that the remains of Yehuda Katz were found, marking the end of a long search for the last missing soldier from the Sultan Yaakov battle. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the West Bank attacks, the Times of Israel reports that settlers allegedly set fire to Palestinian fields during the night. These incidents are part of ongoing tensions in the area. The call between Erdogan and Trump highlighted the importance of continued dialogue with Iran amidst concerns over IDF actions in Gaza. The implications could affect international diplomatic relations. Turning to the incident near the Lebanon border, Ynet highlights the dangers of unexploded ordnance in the region as five Thai workers were injured. The explosion serves as a stark reminder of the ongoing risks in conflict zones. The reported Israeli strikes in Syria may further escalate regional tensions. Meanwhile, the Yifta kibbutz's expansion marks a significant recovery from its evacuation, as reported by JNS. By welcoming new families, the community aims to restore its vibrancy and counteract the effects of past conflicts. This development offers hope for resilience and growth despite adversity. The case of Sergeant Yehuda Katz, as detailed by Israel Hayom Hebrew, concludes a decades-long search for his remains. This historic closure brings solace to his family and highlights the enduring impact of past conflicts on Israeli society. The resolution of this case may provide comfort and a sense of peace to those affected. Finally, I-24 News reports on Germany's rearmament and the concerns it raises across Europe. Berlin's efforts to assure neighbors reflect the delicate balance of military power and historical sensitivities. The situation emphasizes the importance of European defense cooperation in maintaining stability. Turning to business and markets. First, in the Likud primaries, Eli Cohen leads as several ministers risk losing Knesset seats. Tech reports that about 75,000 Likud members voted, with ballots manually recounted at Bloomfield Stadium. Separately, the heat waves in Europe have significantly impacted the GDP. Mardiv Business reveals that economists at the Dutch bank Triodos assess the effect on Europe's five largest economies, highlighting the economic toll of climate change. And finally, from Walla Business, sharp rises in unemployment were recorded in ultra-Orthodox cities. A 24.4% increase in job seekers was noted, with July's data significantly influenced by seasonal factors. Dawn. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.